Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Jim Camp's here. Jim's a good friend of ours, longtime Brain Trust member, one of the top negotiating gurus on the planet, probably in the galaxy. He's the author of Start With No, and he's here with some, I think he's got some kind of wacky negotiating resolutions for us. Jim Camp, welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Jim. I can't believe it's 14 years you've been at this, and it's amazing. It's amazing what you've accomplished.
Well, I appreciate it. Sometimes I can't believe it either, Jim. But I appreciate you hanging in there with us all these years. So you got some? Have you got some resolutions for us, for some negotiating resolutions?
Well, yeah. You know, Jim. As you know, a lot of people say I'm contrarian. But I think I'm just kind of common sense, you know, so I've got some things I think people should work on.
Well, Jim, contrarian is some of the nicer things I've heard people say about you, so I wouldn't worry about that too much.
Isn't that the truth?
So what should we think about when it comes to doing business, negotiating?
Well, I got to tell you, if I believe if the audience would just do this, starting the new year. Now, I've got a list here, but if they'll do this one first, I think they'll be really building a foundation of real discovery in 2012 and how they can make much better agreements and do a much better job of getting what they want. And
all right.
I really believe that. So I believe that if they'll give someone permission, if they'll literally say to that person, please be comfortable. I want to show you this. I want to talk about this agreement. Whatever it is, whatever they're trying to get an agreement on, I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's a contract, that they're selling something, they're buying something. If they'll say to that person, look, I want you to be comfortable telling me no. You won't hurt my feelings. I want to show you. I want to talk to you about what my ideas are. But I want you to be comfortable rejecting those ideas. Believe me, it's really important. You won't hurt my feelings. If they'll give people permission to say no and mean it, really mean it, what they're going to find, Jim, what they're going to learn is they're going to discover that the barriers are going to come down. That people are going to be more eager, more interested in what you have to say. Now, they may not agree with you. And you may not get every agreement. I'm not talking about getting every agreement, but I'm talking about making better agreements.
Every successful professional salesperson knows that you've got nowhere with a prospect until they start saying no.
Oh, that's exactly correct. But, you know, Jim, it works in any agreement. You don't have to be a salesman. I'm coaching HR leaders. I'm coaching engineering folks, I'm coaching IT professionals, I'm coaching doctors, lawyers, politicians, and I got to tell you, anytime you're trying to get someone to agree with you, they really start to look at what you're bringing to the table when they feel comfortable being able to reject it. So you're exactly right. I mean, you're exactly right.
Well, I over the years, I've been on sales calls or even in negotiation. I've had this happen in negotiation where the person just, I couldn't find out what motivated them. And because everything that happened, they were agreeable. And after that happened, you know, over the years, I finally figured out, you know what? When that happens, I'm dead in the water. I'm wasting my time. If I can't get some kind of energy, reaction out of this person, then we're just having a visit. We're not making any progress at all. And it's the same in sales. It's the same in negotiating.
Well, no, what's interesting is that we think, and I understand this. I'm big on education. I'm very proud of all the accomplishments my kids and my grandkids have academically. But we tend to believe or absolutely feel that we make logical decisions, and we work and struggle to be logical and to be intellectual in our decision making. And what the scientists in the neuroscience world has found, which, by the way, I believe is the biggest breakthrough in the last 5 or 6 years in the world of human interaction, neuroscientists have found that we make our decisions emotionally 100%. You can't make a logical decision. And so you discovered that if you didn't get an emotional reaction, if you didn't get movement, if they weren't in the game emotionally, you were dead in the water. And you're right. But we think that the people who make decisions intellectually, so, you know, one of the tips is stop piling on data. Stop it. Start creating vision in the emotional arena of the other party. Learn how to ask the interrogative question, how does that work? Or how would that work?
Who, what, when, where, how, and why? Those are the interrogative
questions. That's right. That's exactly right. And sometimes be a little careful with the why. Sometimes it can be a little accusatory of stupidity, like, my, why in the world did you do that? You know, my wife tells me that all the time.
Why are you still doing that?
Why in the world are you doing that? But, you know, that whole giving permission to say no, creating vision for others is really the foundation of great agreements. I had a CEO tell me this year, in September, he called me on the phone and said, I got to talk to you. I go, great. And he said, you know, there's something you don't realize. I said, what is that? He said, you've been coaching us now for 8 years, and we have never in 8 years had a contract that you coached go south and go into have to get lawyers or mediators or arbitrators. We've never, never in 8 years. We were talking about that in the staff meeting.
Hmm.
And that's the key to making great agreements, that giving permission to say no and really working it through.
If the discussion doesn't go through a hardening crucible, whether you're selling something, folks, or negotiating for something, if it doesn't go through the hardening crucible of the steps that Jim's talking about, then you basically have probably going to have a problem with that customer or with that partner in this negotiation. We're going to take a quick break. The book is called Start With No, and that's by Jim Camp. He's our guest. He'll be back with me after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.